Brilliant. Thank you, Dave. Helen, Penny McNeil wants to know, are snakes susceptible to their own venoms?
It's a great question. Well, there's two things to consider, I guess. That is, well, one, they obviously aren't susceptible to their own venom in their own fangs because they don't kill themselves every time they make some venom. And that's pretty cool. But also quite easy to understand because we also have poisonous chemicals inside our bodies that don't kill us because they're kept within certain areas. So, for example, our pancreas creates a deadly cocktail of enzymes. And if you have a disease of the pancreas or if your pancreas bursts and they all come out, then that can really spell a big problem for you and you start digesting yourself from the inside. But because it's kept in certain in organs that are lined with cells that aren't susceptible to those enzymes, then you're okay. And once it gets into your digestive tract, then you're okay, which is also why if a snake happened to swallow some of its own venom, it would be okay because the venom is made of protein and the enzyme, an enzyme which is a type of protein, and that will denature when it gets into the strong acids in your stomach and it will break down the structure of those enzymes and stop them from working and stop them from being so deadly. But the other question is, what if a snake accidentally bit itself? Or if another snake bit it? And the answer seems to be, yes, they are susceptible to their own venom. If it's injected into their system, they can be susceptible to it. But some scientists have also found anti-venom inside snakes, that they can actually develop their own anti-venoms to their own venom. But we don't quite know yet how that happens. It could be that they do have a low level of exposure, just accidentally biting themselves occasionally, maybe.
As you do.
Whoops. Or maybe it's something that's evolved specifically, and you can imagine that there might be some selective pressure for that to evolve, for a snake to maybe not from itself, but perhaps from its mates or something.
Sure. You know, I mean, I suppose a good correlate of this is spiders, isn't it? Because we know that spiders are vulnerable to their own toxins because the female can bite the male and kill the male with their venom. Mm. So I suppose the same could be true for snakes because these venoms are proteins that get injected into the body. Thank you, Helen.